Okay, today's daf is Yuma daf Chav Dalid. We left off in daf Chav Gimel on the base, about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. We were in the middle of a discussion of whether the Trumas Hadeshen is considered an Avodah. Even if the Hotsa'as Hadeshen is not an Avodah, perhaps Trumas Hadeshen is different. We had a Machlokas, whether Trumas Hadeshen is done with only two Big Day Kuhuna or with all four Big Day Kuhuna, and that Machlokas is really about whether Trumas Hadeshen is an Avodah or not. Obviously, if it's an Avodah, it would require all four Big Day Kuhuna. If it's not an Avodah, then maybe two Big Day Kuhuna would be enough. So in today's daf, we're going to finish up that discussion, and then we're going to get into a discussion about how much the quantity of ashes that need to be taken for Trumas Hadeshen. What is the shear for Trumas Hadeshen? Do we learn it out from other places in the Torah where we have other types of harama, other types of truma? We're also going to talk about the avodos that a zar is chayiv misa, that a non-kohen is chayiv misa for doing, and there's a machlokas whether Trumas Hadeshen is one of those avodos. Is Trumas Hadeshen considered to be an avodah that a zar is chayiv misa, or do we say no? Even if it's an avodah, it's an avodah siluk, it's just removing something, it's not placing something on the Mizbeach, and therefore would not be considered an avoda for which a czar would be chayv misa. So all of that is about the Trumas Hadeshen. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about how a czar might be chayv for an avoda siluk, even for an avoda siluk, even if you generally hold he's not chayv for an avoda siluk, if it's bachutz, and we're going to have to define what's called bachutz, what's called bifnim, what do we consider the heichal. The Gemara is going to have a list of eight different questions of why isn't a czar chayv misa for this avoda and that avoda and the other avoda. It's going to list off eight different avodos that we think that a czar maybe should be chayiv misa for, but he's not, and we're going to give an explanation of each one. And then at the very end of the daf, we're going to go back to the payasos. We're going to go back to discussing the lottery that they did in the Beis Hamikdash to determine who would do certain avodos, and the Gemara is going to discuss why they did it four separate times. Couldn't they knock them all off at one shot once they're doing a payas? Can't they do all four payasos at one time? And also we're going to have a machlokas which begad they wore during the payasos themselves. Did they already get all dressed up in the Big Day Kuna, or did they wear regular begadim during the payasos and then get dressed up later? So we left off again 10 lines before the end of the page. Neima kitanai. We had a machlokas in yesterday's daf whether the Trumas Hadeshen is considered an avoda or not. If you recall, we pointed out that the psukim themselves say that that they're only mentioned two of the begadim of the Big Day Kuhuna that are worn during the Trumas Hadeshen. So the question was, do we assume that if those two are worn, then the other two are also worn, and all four Big Day Kuhuna are really worn? Or do we say, no, it's dafka, those two Big Day Kuhuna, and not the others, because it's not an avoda? So the Gemara says, Neima Katanayim, maybe it's a subject of Machlokas Tanayim. Al basaro matamalomar yilbash. The pasuk says al basaro. Why does it then have to say yilbash? By the haramas adashim, by the trumas adashim, it says v'lavash hakohen, and it says michne sevad al basaro, and then, and that's going back on the v'lavash hakohen when it says michne sevad yilbash al basaro, michne sevad al basaro. So why does it have to say again yilbash by the mechnasayim? What other levishas are going to be? Already said levisha one time in the pasuk. So what's the yilbash coming to teach me? So the Gemara is going to have three possible suggestions. One possibility is lahavi mitznefes va'avneta laharama divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says to tell me that for trumas hadashen the mitznefes and avnet have to be worn as well, even though the Torah only mentions the ksonos and michlasayim. But if the ksonos and michlasayim have to be worn, we have from this extra word yilbash that the mitznefes and avnet have to be worn as well. So all four Big Day Kuhuna need to be worn for the Trumas Hadeshen. Rabbi Dosa, Omer Rabbi Dosa says, no, I disagree. Le Rabbos Big Day Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim Shekshirim Le Kohen Hedyot. Now, this extra word Yilbash has nothing to do with how many Begadim are worn for the Trumas Hadeshen. Rather, it comes to teach me that the Big Day Kohen Gadol that he would wear in Yom Kippur, remember the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur didn't wear Shmona Begadim. He didn't wear the full eight Begadim, the Big Days of. He only wore Dalit Begadim. So those Begadim are able to be used by a Kohen Hedyot throughout the year when a regular Kohen needs to do the Avodah, because it's only the Arba Begadim anyway. So Amar Rabbi Shtei Tshuvos B'Dav. Rabbi says that can't be. It can't be that the Begadim that a Kohen Gadol wears in Yom Kippur is going to be worn by a Kohen Hedyot throughout the year. And there are two reasons why it can't be. Chadad Avneto Shel Kohen Gadol Lo Zehu Avneto Shel Kohen Hedyot. First of all, the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is different than the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot. The Avnet of the Kohen Gadol is pure linen on Yom Kippur. The Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is shatness. So it can't be that the Kohen Hedyot would be able to wear the Kohen Gadol's clothing. It's different clothing. Granted, it's the same number of clothing, but the belt is a different belt. Va'od, and furthermore, the begadim that they do the most serious and most kadosh avodah the whole year with are going to be used for regular avodah, for avodah that's done year round. Can't be that you're going to use the big day kohen gadol from Yom Kippur for other avodos. Ella mal tamal amir yilbash. So what other possibility do we have of what to learn from yilbash? So now we have a third possibility. L'rabo says hashchakim, that big day kuna that have already been worn and are somewhat worn out can still be used so long as they're not torn, so long as it's not patched up and torn. So that's it's still going to be kosher to use for big day kuna. So bottom line is we see that there are three interpretations in the Tanaim as to what we learn from yilbash, either to tell like Rabbi Yehuda says that the person doing the Trumas Hadesh and the Kohen doing the Trumas Hadesh needs to wear all four Begadim, or like Rabbi Dosa says that the Big Day Kohen Gadol can be worn by a Kohen Hedyot throughout the rest of the year, the Big Day Kohen Gadol of Yom Kippur can be worn by a Kohen Hedyot throughout the rest of the year, or like Rabbi says, L'Rabbo says Hashchakim, that Big Day Kohuna that are worn out can still be worn. We still haven't pointed out exactly where we see a Machlokas Tanaim, but we see where it's headed. But the Gemara first finishes off over here. V'yinicham sham melamit shetun geniza. From V'yinicham sham, we learn that you need geniza on the Big Day Kohen Gadol that he wore in Yom Kippur, meaning when he takes off those Big Day Kuna, those Big Day Kuna are never to be worn again. That is Rebbe's Shita, because again, Rebbe says that it can't be that which you use for Kedusha Chamura, you're ever going to use for Kedusha Kala. So what do we do with the Big Day Kohen Gadol that he uses on Yom Kippur? You put it in Geniza, just like a worn out Sefer Torah. Rabbi Dosa Omer Ru'uyin Heim LeKohen Hedyot, but Rabbi Dosa had said that no, they're Ro'uy for a Kohen Hedyot, they could be used for a Kohen Hedyot. Umatam Lomer V'Nicham Sham, so what does he do with the words V'Nicham Sham? That you can't use them for another Yom Kippur, but a Kohen Hedyot can use them throughout the rest of the year. Good, that's the end of the discussion in the Tanaim. So says the Gemara, you see that the machlokas between the first two Tanaim, between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa, is about whether a Kohen who's doing the Trumas Hadashen wears Dalet Begadim or not. Rabbi Yehuda learns from Yilbash that he wears Dalet Begadim, and Rabbi Dosa says, no, I have a different drasha from Yilbash. I think Yilbash teaches me that a Kohen Hedyot can wear the Begadim that a Kohen Gadol has worn on Yom Kippur. Apparently, not having any drasha to teach me that a person doing Trumas Deshen wears Dal Begadim. So apparently Rabbi Dosa holds he only wears Beis Begadim. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Trumas Deshen is an avoda, and Rabbi Dosa holds it's not an avoda. So says the Lord, my love, Baka Mifugi. Isn't this exactly the Machlokas? Demar Savar Avodahi, Umar Savar Lav Avodahi. Rabbi Yehuda, who says the guy doing Trumas Deshen wears Dal Begadim and learns it from Yilbash, holds it's an avoda, and Rabbi Dosa, who does not learn that from Yilbash, must hold that it's not an avoda, and he must hold that he doesn't wear Dalet Begadim. So says Gemara, lo, dekuli alma avodihi. Maybe Rabbi Dosa also agrees that Trumas Hadeshen is an avoda, and that the Kohen who does the Trumas Hadeshen wears all Dalet Begadim. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa is about the following: Mar Sover Tzricha Kra L'Rabuye, Umar Sover Lo Tzricha Kra L'Rabuye. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that it's not so obvious that he's wearing Dalet Begadim, and therefore I need the extra word in the pasuk to teach me that he wears Dalet Begadim. It's not that Rabbi Dosa doesn't think he wears Dalet Begadim. Rabbi Dosa also thinks he wears Dalet Begadim. In fact, Rabbi Dosa thinks it's so obvious that he wears Dalet Begadim that you don't even need a pasuk to teach it to me. So he uses Yildash to teach me a separate din about the big day Kohen Gadol from Yom Kippur being used by a Kohen Hediot. But he thinks it's a davar pashut that he's going to wear Dalad Begadim. So they're not arguing about whether it's Navoda. It could be they all agree that Trumas Hadeshin is Navoda. Period. So now the Gemara, once we're talking about Trumas Hadeshin, the Gemara raises the question, how many ashes do you need to take? What quantity of ashes are required to be merim from the Mizbech, to lift off of the Mizbech, in order to do Trumas Hadeshin, in order to get the mitzvah of Trumas Hadeshin? So by Rabbi Avin, Trumas Hadeshin Bekama. What's the shear of Trumas Hadeshin? So we have to look elsewhere in the Torah where we have other dinim of Truma. So the Gemara says, well, we have two possibilities. Trumas Meiser Yalfin in law. Should we learn it out from Trumas Meiser? And Trumas Meiser has a very clearly defined shear of Meiser Min HaMeiser, that when a Levi gets his Meiser Rishon, he has to take a Meiser Min HaMeiser, he has to take one tenth of his Meiser Rishon and give that to a Kohen for Trumas Meiser. So maybe we should say Trumas Hadeshin is 10% of the ashes that are up on the Mizbeach. Oh, mitrumas midyan yalfin Allah. Or maybe we should learn it from trumas midyan, a lesser known truma that appears in the Torah. The Torah, after the Melchemes Midyan, has very clear directions from the Ribono Shel Olam of exactly how to divide the spoils from Midyan. Now, included in the spoils are people. So they had to divide the people and decide who they were giving them to. So it says in the pasuk by Midyan, by Midbar, Perek Lamed Aleph, Ve'yirmosu mechem la'ashem, et me'is anche melchama, hayotzum l'tzava, echad nefesh mechamesh ha'meos min ha'adam min ha'bakar min ha'chamor min ha'tzon. 1 out of 500 goes La Hashem, gets dedicated La Hashem. And then the pasuk goes on to say, and 1 out of 50 of the regular people. It says 1 out of 500 of the warriors, but then 1 out of 50 of the regular people. It says Machlokas Rashi Tosos over here, what we are suggesting when we say we learn it from Trumas Midyan. Rashi understands that we're focused on the 1/500th. That we're saying, just like by Midyan with the officers, it was a Truma of 1/500th, so maybe over here by Trumas Hadeshin it should also be 1/500th. Tosos is not so sure about that. Tosos thinks maybe it's about the 1/50th. It's the echad michamishim, that it's the 1/50th that we're suggesting of the regular people. Tosos also raises a more fundamental question, meaning if I would have told you that we have to learn how much Trumas Hadeshin to take from some other Truma in the Torah, so what would be the first Truma that would come to mind? Which certainly Trumas Midyan would not be the first Truma that would come to mind. Maybe Trumas Meisur somewhere along the way would come to mind, but there are other Truma. What about Truma? What about Truma Gedola? How about that? Isn't that a Truma? So Tosos raises the question, Temeli, Amaylo Masafkele Nami Imi Truma Gedola Yalfin Allah. Why don't we say that maybe we learned it from Truma Gedola? What taka is the shear of Truma Gedola? So Chitachas, Potaris is Kalakri, Truma Gedola has no shear. Even the tiniest amount would be good enough for Truma Gedola. Why don't we say the same thing by Truma Sadashin? That even the tiniest amount would be good enough. The Ishlamer Mishum to Bchumas Sadashin Ksiv Veherim, Ubchumas Meister Namik Ksiv Vehare Mosem, Ubchumas Midian Namik Ksiv Vehare Mosa Meches, Aval Bchuma Gadol Lo Ksiv Bemitzvah Tzvaya Loshon Harama, El Ksiv Reishas Tegoncha Ad Titein Lo. It doesn't use the word Harama when it describes Truma Gadola. It says Reishas Tegoncha Tirosh Kvitzrecha Reishas Geis Soncha Titein Lo. You should give it to the Kohen. But it doesn't say Harama. So we're only learning from those psukim that have a lashon of harama. Still, says Tosas, I have a vayter, another kasha. There's another place where we talk about truma. Hafrashas chala is referred to as truma. Why don't we learn from hafrashas chala? What's the din of hafrashas chala? Also, it's a mashu. It's just that we suggest 1/24th for an isas balabayis and 1/48th of the dough for an isa of a nachtom, because a nachtom makes much larger doughs, so it would be too much for him to give 1/24th. So it's 1/48th. But maker adin, it's even a tiny amount. So Tosas asks Vayter a few lines later from Tomar. Why don't we suggest to learn it from chala? So Yeshlomer de veherim meharimosem ome veharimosa yalfinan avol veherim me tarimu lo yalfinan delo domu kolei la adadi. That also the lashon by Afrashas chala is slightly different. It has a lashon of harama, but it's not a lashon of harama. It's a lashon of tarimu. which is slightly different than our Rama. So therefore, we stick with the Lashonos that are in the Torah that are more similar to the Lashon that we have by Trumas Hadeshen. That's one possibility why we don't learn from Chala. Inami says Tosos Yeshlomer the Alfinu Truma Kamaisa Mi Truma Kamaisa. Then he so maybe we don't want to learn from Chala because by the time you're being Mafresh Chala, you've already been Mafresh Truma Gedola from the wheat that you put into that dough that went into making that dough. So it's not the first Truma in the process. So the whole limud should be from something that's the first Truma in the process. Says Tosos, but wait a second, Trumas Meiser is not the first Truma in the process. He says, yes, it is. For the Levi, it is. It's not the first Truma that grain is ever going through, that produce is ever having. But for the Gavra, it's the Levi, it's the first Truma he's being mafresh. Then tells us a little bit later, suggests another answer. Inami Yeshlomar, given the why do we not learn from Truma Gedola and Chala? Given the Truma Gedola v'Chala ein lam shir mafurash, yilmot sasmina mafurash, tainam Trumas Meiser, omi Trumas Midyan. We don't want to learn from something that doesn't have a shear, meaning we're trying to suggest what is the shear of the Trumas Hadeshen. So why would we pick something that doesn't have a shear at all? So we'd rather have something that's mafurish, that is a clear cut shear, so that we can learn from that. Okay, then Tosfos says, well, so now that we've knocked out Truma Gedola and Challah from the picture, and our Gemara's question is simply, should we learn from Trumas Meiser or should we learn from Trumas Midyan? Now, given those two choices, it should be obvious. Trumas Midyan was a one-time event in history. It was Harash Shah that we had to divide the spoils in a certain way. Trumas Meiser is a halacha ledoros. So shouldn't it be obvious that we learned it from the halacha ledoros and not learn it from a one-time event in history? So Tosfos raised that question. Tosfos suggested that Trumas Hadeshen is a mitzvah avodas tzibur from Trumas Midyan, which is shayach for all of Klal Yisrael, whereas Trumas Meiser is only for the Levim. So granted, in a certain sense, Trumas Meiser is more broadly applied because it applies throughout all of history. But in another sense, Trumas Midyan is more broadly applied because it applied to the entire Klal Yisrael, whereas Trumas Meiser didn't apply to all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so these are the issues that Tosfos deals with. But anyway, back in the Gemara, so which Truma do we learn it from? I want to know, how much do you have to take for Trumas Hadeshen? Should we learn it from Trumas Meiser and say 10%, or should we learn from Trumas Midyan? And the way Rashi and Sen say 1/500. So says Mar Tashma will bring a raya that it's from neither. It's from a different Truma. Tani Reb Chia, Nemer Kan Veherim, Venemer Lahalan Veherim. It says by the Karban Mincha, Veherim Imenu Bekumtso Misolas HaMincha, that also Lashon of Harama, that you take a comb of the mincha, of the flour and the oil and the lavona that's on the mincha, and you're makter that on the mizbeach. So you use the lashon veherim. So mala halan bekumtso, afkan bekumtso. Just like over there, the shear is a kamitza. So if you hear also the shear is a kamitza, the three fingers full that you take, just like beikar mincha, that's the shear that you need to take. That's the minimum shear. Obviously, you could take more, but that's the minimum shear one needs to take for Trumas Hadeshen. Period. Amarav, Arba Avodos Zar Chayv Aleihen Misas. Now we're going to get into a lengthy discussion of which Avodos a Zar is Chayv Misa, a non-Kohen is Chayv Misa if he does these Avodos. So Rav says there are four Avodos for which a Zar is going to be Chayv Misa if he does. Number one, Zrika. Zrika is Adam, a Zar is Chayv Misa. Fasemes has a suffix. What if he only does a Matana Achas Min Adam? He doesn't do the full Shtayim Shein Arba or Arba Matanos that are required by a given carbon. He only does matanachas, not all the matanas, the chayv misa, meaning what's the suffix? The suffix is that is it because this dam that he's already been zorek, now you can't do the another avoda with it because it's done, he's already used it for something that should have been a part of an avoda, or do you say that no, he didn't do an avoda? We look at not the dam, but we look at the gavra. The gavra didn't do an avoda. He didn't do anything that would normally be defined as an avoda because he only did one zrika. Tosos and Daf Chav Zayin and Beis, as Fasemis quotes, points out that Trumas Hadeshen is yesh achra avoda b'hotzas hadeshen, that we call Trumas Hadeshen something that has another avoda that follows it because there's going to be hotzas hadeshen. And if you think about it, the Hotzah Sedeshin is on different ashes than the Truma Sedeshin. Truma Sedeshin is what's first taken out. Hotzah Sedeshin is when you take out the whole giant pile from the Mizbech after you've already done the Truma Sedeshin. So maybe that should teach us that over here with the Dam, that it's not that the Dam that the Avod is going to be done with is different Dam than the Dam that the Zar has been Zarek on the Mizbech if he's only done one Zrika. But anyway, Zrika is one of the Avodos that a Zar is chayev for, the Haktara, being Maktir, burning either something on the Mizbeach, or burning the limbs of the carbon on the Mizbeach, or burning the Ketores on the smaller Mizbeach. The Nisach HaMayim that was done only on Sukkot, the rest of the year there wasn't on Nisach HaMayim. Nisach HaYayin, which was done year-round. All of these things are only kosher by a Kohen. They're an Avoda. If a Zar does them, he's chayev. Levi Amar Af Truma Sedeshen, and Levi says Truma Sedeshen also belongs on the list. The Zar is Chayiv if he does Truma Sedeshen. V'chein Tani Levi Masnisei Af Truma Sedeshen. That's how Levi taught that Truma Sedeshen is included. So my time with the Rav, why does Rav think Truma Sedeshen is not included? So it's all based on the drasha from the pasuk that tells us V'azara Kariv Yumas. What does the pasuk say? For what is a Zar killed? D'chziv. Pasuk reads as follows. Pasuk says, "Va'ata uvanecha itcha tishmuru es kunaschem l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach," that Aaron and his children have to guard over the kuhuna for all mizbeach-related matters. Ulimi beis la'paroches va'vadtem avodas matana etenes kunaschem, and they have to do avodos matana, and that's specifically for their kuhuna. That only those who have kuhuna are allowed to do those avodos. Va'zara karev yumas, and a zar who does it is chayv misa. So what do we learn from that pasuk? Avodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. It says that a zar is chayv misa if he does an avodas matana, an avoda of putting something on something, like bringing something to the mizbeach, burning something on the mizbeach, but not an avoda of removal. Truma sedeshin is removing something from the mizbeach, and therefore a zar is not going to be chayiv for an avoda siluk for truma sedeshin. And also he darshins va'avadtam avoda tama v'lo avoda sheyesh achra avoda. That in order for a zar to be chayiv, it has to be an avoda tama. We darshin va'avad tama as if it's two words, avoda tama. But if there's an avoda that's followed by another avoda, a zar is not going to be chayiv for that. So that's Rav's Shita. But Levi, and Levi would say, why do I think a Zar is Chayiv for Truma Sedeshen? Rabbi Rachmana, L'kol Dvar HaMizbeach. That's the extra phrase in the Pasuk, L'kol Dvar HaMizbeach, to tell me that there's something else included aside from Avodah Siluk and Avodah Tama, and that is Truma Sedeshen. V'Rav HaHula, Su Yishev HaZal Shabbatim Shabbatim. And Rav would say, yes, I know that there's a Riboy in the Pasuk, but the Riboy in the Pasuk doesn't teach me about Truma Sedeshen, it teaches me about Sheva HaZal Shabbatim. The seven azos that are done b'fnim and the mitzvah. The Levi nafka lemi davar v'kol davar. Levi has a separate riboy for that. V'rav davar v'kol davar lo darish. And Rav doesn't think that separate riboy is really a separate riboy. The ema so frekli gemara. But why don't we suggest the following drasha? L'kol davar mizbeach klal avodas matana prat. So what's the rule whenever you have a klal followed by a prat? Klalu prat in bechlal elam mashe beprat. Whenever you have a klal followed by the prat, it's limited to specifically what it says in the prat. So therefore, we should say avodas matana in avodas siluk lo. That a zar is chayiv only for avodas matana. He's never going to be chayiv for avodas siluk of any sort, including truma sedeshen. And therefore, it should be very clear that a zar is not chayiv for truma sedeshen. So amakra ulmi beis la parochas vavadtem elmi beis la parochas who davodas matana. It's only in based on parochas that we say this limitation that a zar is only chayiv for avodas matana and not avodas siluk. But once you're bachutz, a zar could even be chayiv for avodas siluk. Once you're bachutz, a zar could even be chayiv for removal of something. So, frankly, Gemara, if we're going to make that drasha about avodas matana and not avodas siluk, that the whole limitation of avodas matana Matana, not Avodah Siluk, only applies Bifnim, but not Bachutz, well then we should say the same thing about Avodah Tama. The fact that a Zar is only Chayiv for something that is the final stage in an Avodah should also only apply Bifnim and not Bachutz. Ihachi Vavadtem Nami, Elmi Beis LaParoches, Huda Avodah Tama, Vula Avodah Sheyesh Achara Avodah. It should only be Bifnim that we say that an Zar is going to be Chayiv only if it's an Avodah Tama, but not if it's something that has an Avodah after it. HaBachutz, Afilu Avodah Sheyesh Achara Avodah. And we should therefore darshan that if it's Bachutz, even if it's not an Avodah Tama, even if there's another Avodah that follows it, the Zar is going to be Chayiv. So it says no, Vavadtem Hadar Arve Kra. The pasuk when it says Vavadtem comes to tell me that now we're talking about anywhere, both Bifnim and Bachutz. It's generalizing the application of that din, but the din of Avodah Siluk, of Avodas Matana Velo Avodah Siluk, that only applies Bifnim. The din of Avodah Tama can apply does not only apply Bifnim, applies Bachutz as well. Period. So, Bai Rava, Avodah Siluk Behechel Mahu. What do we call Bifnim? What do we call Bachutz? Meaning, what if it's in the Heichal? Is not, we just said that Avodah Siluk, the din that an Avodah Siluk is not called an Avodah, is only true when it's Bifnim. But Bachutz, even an Avodah Siluk, is called an Avodah. Well, what about an Avodah from the Heichal? Is that called an Avodah's Pnim, or is that called an Avodah's Chutz? Le Pnim Midaminan Lei, or Le Chutz Midaminan Lei? So says Gemara, Hadar Pashta, Mi Bayis Uli Mi Bayis, which Rashi explains, Mi Beis La Parochas Ha It didn't say mi beis laparochas. It says ulim mi beis laparochas. Lasus hechel kabeis kodesh hakadoshim upatra al avodah siluk. It treats the hechel like the kodesh hakadoshim, and therefore a zar is not going to be chayev for avodah siluk in the hechel. Now that we know all the rules, so Frek the Gemara a series of 8 questions of why isn't a zar chayev for the following avodos. So says the Gemara. Question number 1. Elameata, zar shesider sashulchan lichayev. When a zar arranges the shulchan with the lechem apanim, he puts the lechem apanim on the shulchan. Why isn't he chayev for that? It's not an avodah siluk, it's an avodah matana, right? And it seems to be an avodah tama. He's doing a final step of placing something on something. So let him be chayev for being mesadir the shulchan. So says Mari ikosidur bazichin. It's not an avodah tama because there is a step that comes afterwards, and that is the sidur vazichin. The sidur vazichin is the next step in the avodas hashulchan. The Tosi Shanim raises the question, well, wait a second, the Sidur Vazichin is not done with the Lechem, meaning he didn't have Avodah Tama with the Lechem. The last thing done with the Lechem is placing the Lechem on the Shulchan. Sidur Vazichin is Shnei Vazichin Levonas, two spoons of Levona, two shovels of Levona that they put on the Shulchan also, but that's not with the same items. It's not with the bread, it's with Levona. So he says, we don't look at it, Tosi Shanim points out on the side over here, he says that when we look at this avoda, we don't call it the sidur of the lechem apanim. We call it the sidur hashulchan. If it was the sidur of lechem apanim, you're right. You're done with the lechem apanim. But no, we don't. We look at it mitzad the kli, mitzad the shulchan. That is the shulchan finished being arranged? No, when you put the lechem upon it, there's more to do on the shulchan, and that is to put the vazichin on the shulchan. Okay, says Gemara, second possible avoda that the zar should be chayiv for, sidur vazichin lichayiv. Let him be chayiv if he puts the vazichin on the shulchan. There's nothing that comes after that. Well, says Gemara, yes, there is. Ikos siluk v'aktara. There's the removal of them and then being makter them, then burning them. So says Gemara, okay, then let's move on to the next avoda. Zar shesider sa menorah lichayiv. Let a zar who's mesadir the menorah be chayiv. A zar who arranges the menorah should be chayiv. So says Mary Ika nesinas psila. No, in addition to being mesadir the oil in the menorah, you still have to put in the wick in the menorah. So it's not an avodah tama. There's another avodah that follows it. It's remarkable how many dapim in Chanukah we've had discussing the menorah. It's really unbelievable. So says the Gemara. So there is the putting of the wick in the menorah afterwards. Even the one we did when we spoke about Shaul HaMelech, I realized yesterday we spoke about Shaul didn't kill Agag of Amalek. I was singing Moses' Torah last night with my kids, and I said, "Oh, pay attention to this one. This one's about Haman." I said, "Why doesn't it say Haman's name?" I says, "Well, it says Ha'agagi." That's a reference, a clear reference to Haman. It comes from Agag. It comes from Amalek. Anyway, so everything has a Chanukah connection. So Nasim Psila L'Chayiv. So says Mar, okay, when you put the wick in, you should at least be Chayiv. Says Mar, Ika Nesinas Shemen. So no, there's still the putting of the oil. Meaning there's the cedar of the cups, then there's the putting of the wick, then there's the placing of the oil. So Nasim Shemen L'Chayiv. Good, when you put the oil in, you should be Chayiv. Ika Hadlaka. But that's not over yet either, because you still have the Hadlaka that comes after it. So Hidlik L'Chayiv. If Zar lights the menorah, let him be Chayiv for lighting the menorah. Says Mar, Hadlaka Lav Avodahi. Now Hadlaka is not considered to be an avoda. The hadlak of the menorah is not an avoda. Velo v'atani v'dasum ben Aaron akoyin eshal mizbeach baruch huetim ala esh limir ala tzasas alisa shalote el b'koyin kosher ubekli shareis. Kindling of the wood chips to light the fire in the mizbeach is only good with the koyin and b'klei shareis. So shouldn't we say the same thing about hadlak of the menorah? Says Mar tzasas alas avodi hadlak alav avodi. No, that's kindling of the wood chips, but the hadlak of the menorah is actually not an avoda. But wait a second, what did we say? That the putting of the oil is not an avodah, is not something that Zarek can be chayiv on, because there's something that follows it. What follows it? Hadlaka. But if hadlaka is not an avodah, so then shouldn't the putting the oil weiter be an avodah tamba? It should be the last step of the avodah. So the Rishonim are bothered by this kasha, and the truth is we do find this svara, this idea that if you're not going to count a later thing as an avoda, then the previous thing should not be an avoda tama. Tosfos is going to mention this a little bit later on in Daf Chav Zayin, that when we say trumas hadeshen is avoda tama, that's only if hotzaas hadeshen is kasher when it's done by a kohen balmum, meaning if you assume that hotzaas hadeshen is not an avoda, then trumas hadeshen is an avoda tama. But if hotzaas hadeshen required a real kohen and were really an avoda, then Trumas Deshen is not a, is then Trumas Deshen is not an avoda tama. So it all depends on what the next item on the list is. If the next item is not an avoda, then the previous item should be an avoda tama. So that's the kasha that the Rishonim are bothered with. So if we're going to say Hadlaka is not an avoda, then Nesinas Hashemen should yes be an avoda. So the Meiri says that even though Hadlaka is not an avoda, but once you need to do a Maisa Hadlaka, it's a Maisa that has the ability to be Mafkia, the putting of the wicks from being called an avodah tama, meaning it's a significant enough maisa. Meaning the Miri essentially disagrees with Tosfos Yesod that the later stage doesn't have to be an avoda in order for the earlier stage to lose its status as avodah tama. As long as there's some later maisa that's required, not a later avoda, some later maisa that's required, that's enough to make the earlier stage a non-avodah tama. Tosei Arash say differently. Tosei Arash say that Hadlaka is not an avoda, but then all the avodas that are Litzorach Hadlaka are also not considered an avoda. Meaning he looks at it the other way. He says, no, that doesn't mean that Shemen, that the Nesinas HaShemen is an avoda tama. Adarabha, if even the Hadlaka of the menorah is not an avoda, any of the preparatory work for the Hadlaka is for sure not an avoda. So it's not an avoda at all. It's not that we're going to go back and say that the previous ones are avoda Tamos. Adarabha, they're not an avoda at all. So that's how the Tosei Russian said. Aruch Lener says different. Aruch Lener gives a third possibility. He says, when we say Adlak is not an avoda, that's klape the oved. Klape the gavra, the person who's doing the avoda, it's not an avoda. That we don't consider it that he's done an avoda, because the ikar avoda is that the shalheves is olamei eleha, that the flame is going up on its own. Meaning, there is an avoda, it's an avoda in the midin, the cheftza, midin, the kli, that the shalheves has to be lit. But there's no chiv on the gavra for doing it. So klape the menorah, it's an avoda that is done with the menorah, but the avoda that the gavra is not considered an avoda, which is a fascinating chiluk to make. That the Aruch Lener suggests that there's a difference between avoda of the gavra versus avoda of the chafza. There is a well-known machlokas Rambam in the Ravid, whether a zar is allowed to light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. The sheet of the Rambam in Bias Mikdash Parak Tes Halacha Vav is that even lechatchila, a zar is allowed to be madlik the menorah. That's one of the big kashas by Hanukkah. Why did the oil need to have the chosam of the Kohen Gadol? According to the Rambam, forget about a Kohen Gadol. You don't even need a Kohen. Anyone could light the menorah. So anyone could do all the things of the menorah. It could be Masad of the menorah, light the menorah. So the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that to say that it's lechatchila is a little bit of a stretch, that only b'diyeved a zar is allowed to light the menorah, that it's not a din lechatchila. So the Tos Yishanim raises the question, why do we need a kohen for hadlakas a menorah if it's not considered an avoda? Meaning, why would you need a kohen? And it does say in the pasuk, daber ala aron velbanav lemor b'halos ches aneros. It does say in the pasuk that it's about the kohanim. So that's the major kasha. So Meshech Chachma, in Parsha Baaloska, he brings this kasha of the Tosus and the Tosus Yishanim of how could you say Adlakas Ksher Bazar? It says Beferish in the Pasuk, Daber Al Aron Velban Baaloska Saneros. It says Beferish in the Pasuk that it's for Aron Ubanav. So the Meshchachma suggests that there's a difference between the first Hadlaka versus subsequent Hadlakos. The first Hadlaka, to be Mechanich the Menorah, that required Aron Ubanav. But later Hadlakos did not require Aron Ubanav. So the Chara, that's very difficult, because why would there be a difference? Meaning, by the Kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, first of all, it wasn't Avodasan Mechanachtan, it was Meshichasan Mekadashtan. It was the Meshicha, the putting of the Shemana Mishcha on the Kelim, that gave it its Kedusha. So they didn't need an Avoda to be Mechanichit. And furthermore, if Bidar Klal Hadlaka is not an Avoda, and it doesn't require Kuhuna, so you can't say that the Hadlaka Rishona is an Avoda. Well, why would the Hadlaka Rishona be more an Avoda than anything else? So Shachta develops the following idea in Simen Nun Gimel in Ginas Egos, in his third sefer Ginas Egos. He points out maybe you could suggest the following, that even though the mitzvah of Hadlakas Menorah, what's the gedder of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Menorah? So it could be that the mitzvah of Hadlakas Menorah is that when you have a menorah, you have a mitzvah to be madlik the menorah. But when there is no menorah, so there is no chovas hadlaka. Meaning, there are two ways to look at it. When you have a menorah, why is it that we don't light a menorah when we don't have a menorah? Do we say, well, we have a mitzvah to do it, but it's an anus rachmana patre, we just can't do it? Or do you say, no, if there's no menorah, there's no mitzvah. It's not anus rachmana patre. It's not that nebuch, we can't do it. There's no menorah. So if there's no menorah, there's no mitzvah. It's not something we should feel badly about, that it's nebuch and anus, that we're not able to do it. If there's no menorah, there's no menorah. So he says, Pashtus says it's the second way. If there's no menorah, there's no mitzvah. So he says, even though the Hadlakas menorah has a din like Kravas Karban Tzibur, the fact that a Karban Tzibur could be brought betumah, he suggests, meaning the fact that a Karban Tzibur could be brought betumah is not totally in the fact that it's a Karban Tzibur as opposed to a Karban Yachid. It's totally in the fact that it's Zmanu Kavua, that a Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibur, for instance, is a Karban Tzibur that doesn't have a Zman Kavua, is not Doche Tumah. Chavite Kohen Gadol is brought every single day by an individual, it is Docha Tumah. Why? Because it's Man Kavua. So he says, maybe you could say the same thing, that over here by the menorah, when you have a menorah that is Nischancha, so we have a Chiyuv to be Madlikit, that Chiyuv is Man Kavua, and therefore that Chiyuv is going to be Docha in Isra of Tumah. But when the menorah is not yet Nischanich, you don't have a Chinuch of the menorah yet, the Chiyuv that's on us to light the menorah is not a Chiyuv of Hadlakas a menorah. It's a Chiyuv of Asiyas a menorah, Kiddusha v'chinuch. It's a chelik of the mitzvah of binyan beis hamikdash. That chiyuv is not zman kavua. Even though you have to be mekayim it as early as possible, it's not considered zman kavua. So it could be that such a chiyuv would not be dochetuma. The chiyuv of lighting the menorah the first time would not be dochetuma. We play by totally different rules than the chiyuv of lighting the menorah the second time. Maybe that's what the Meshech Chachma means, that there's a difference between the first time and all the other times. Totally separate mitzvah. Maybe the first time requires aron ubanav because it's a mitzvah of being makdish the menorah, whereas the subsequent times is just a mitzvah of hadlaka. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Elameata, the seventh possible avoda that a zar should be chayiv for, zar shasidus ha-maracha l'chayiv. He should be chayiv bring masad to the maracha. Ika sidus shnei gizri etzim. No, the shnei gizri etzim come afterwards, so it's not avoda tara. Tama. Sidus shnei gizirin l'chayiv. So he should be chayiv for sidus shnei gizirin. Ika sidur evarim. There's a sidur of the evarim on the wood afterwards to burn them. them. V'am Ravasi, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Zor Shasidu Shnei Gzirei Etzim Chayiv. Aye, but didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that he is Chayiv for Shnei Gzirei Etzim? Baha Pligi, Mar Sav Ravodatamihi, Mar Sav Lav Avodatamihi. They're arguing whether it's considered an Avodatama. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's an Avodatama because the Sidur of Ma'arechas HaEtzim is done and finish, and the Sidur of the Evarim is the beginning of the next Avoda. Tani Kavasi Drav, Tani Kavasi Levi. We have a Brisa like Rav and a Brisa like Levi. Meaning we had Machlokas, Rav and Levi, whether Trumas Hadeshin is Zar is Chayiv for. Tani Kavasi Drav, Avoda Shazar Chayiv Alei Misa, the Avoda that is Zar is Chayiv Misa for. If he does, Zrikas Dam Bein Lefnim, Vilfnim, Vamaza Bechata Sa'of, Vamimatza, Vamakter Ba'ola Sa'of, Vamanasik Shloshalugin Mayim, Shloshalugin Yayin. But notice what's not on the list. Tani Kavasi de Levi, Avoda Shazar Chayiv Alei Misa, Hamerim Es Hadeshin. What does Levi have as first item on the list? What's the Zar Chayiv for? Trumas Hadeshin, if he's Merim Hadeshin. V'sheva Azoz Bifnim, V'sheva Mitzara, V'amal Al Gavi Mizbech, Bein Dover Kasher, Bein Dover Pasel, bringing anything up on the Mizbech, whether it be a Dover Kasher, whether it be a Dover Pasel. But either way, bottom line is, over here you see that we have a Brisa like Rav and a Brisa like Levi, because one Brisa does not list Trumas Hadeshin as one of the Avodas, and the other, that is Zar is Chayiv Misa for, and the other Brisa does list Trumas Hadeshin as one of the Avodas that Azar is Chayiv for. Let's just do one more point over here. So the Gemara had said that we do four payasos, the Mishnah said we do four payasos. Says Gemara, Lama Mephisin. Why do we do payasos? Lama Mephisin? Kedamron. What do you mean, why do we do payasos? The Mishnah said why we do payasos. Lama Mephisin, Mechazim Mephisin. Why do we do it four separate times? Why don't we just knock it off with one single payas to determine all four different things we need to determine? Some Rabbi Yochanan Ketig, Lahargish Kol Azara, Shnemer Esher Yachtav Nam Tuxok Veselohim Nahalech Beragash, that we want it to be a big deal in the Azara. We want to make a big to-do, that it should be a greater Kavod Shemayim, that everyone's going to get together for a pious, that's a greater Kavod L'melech, so that's why we want to do it as many times as possible. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Bamem Afisin tomorrow.